local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARES business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One week each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next one will be on Wednesday, November 16th at the office of the Franklin County Emergency Management and Homeland Security, which is at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. That meeting time is 7:30 p.m. again. Again, calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net. All licensed are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A DL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KA8RLC. Hearing none, I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business and or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KA8RLC.
Kilo Delta 8, India, India Bravo, Kevin.
Recognize KD8IIB. Any other announcements or anything for the net at this point right now, please call K8RLC. Okay, we'll now take check-ins using the quadrant system to divide up the Franklin County area. We use Interstate ones as our dividing lines. So we'll start in the northeast quadrant. That's north of I-70 and east of I-71. Please call K8RLC.
Kilo 8, Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy. NA8L, November Alpha 8, Lima, Terry.
Please call. We may have a light net tonight. We'll go on around to keep things going to the southeast quadrant. We'll now go south of I-70, then still east of I-71. Please call K8RLC.
Good evening. The time is 10 p.m.
W8STM.
Okay, Mike, got you, W8SGM. Anyone else, Southeast Quadrant, please call.
This is Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Whiskey, AB8MW, Mike.
AB8MW, Mike, have you down. Last call, please call K8RLC. Okay, we'll move on over to the southwest quadrant. And again, this is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. Anyone in the southeast quadrant, south of I-70 and west of I-71, southwest quadrant, please call K8RLC.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Victor Tango, KE8SVT, Brad.
K
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Sierra India, KD8KSI, Holly.
Okay, so far we got W8RWR Bob, KE8SVT Brad, and KD8KSI Holly. Anyone else southwest quadrant, please call K8RLC.
November 8, Uniform Tango India, N8UTI, Ed.
KD8HVX, Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, Jim.
N8UTIN and KD8HVX, Jim, have you taken call for Southwest Quadrant? Okay, we'll move on over then to our last quadrant of the four, Northwest. We're now north of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call KA8RLC.
Brian, KE8ANW.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee, N8SEY Sharon.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-Ray, KE8KJX, Dan.
Okay, out of that noise, I picked out KE8ANW Brian, N8SEY Sharon, and KE8KJX. If there was somebody else trying, we got doubled with. Try again. Please call K8RLC.
This is Marcel, Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, N8CJF, Mark.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, K8OVP, Frank.
Okay, I've added to the list 88CM Mark, EJF Mark, and K8OVP Frank. Last call, Northwest Quadrant. Please call K8RLC. Okay, we'll move on then to any other side or outside Franklin County, or if you're in one of the other quadrants and didn't get checked in, please call. So anyone that hasn't checked in yet, please call at this time. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County AREF to participate in this net. This is K8RLC.
NA8L, November Alpha 8, Lima, Terry.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango, that's KD8OFT, name's Daniel.
NA8L Terry and KD8OFT Daniel. Once again, anyone else in the savings net, please call KA8RLC. Okay, hearing nothing at this time, we will switch on around and go to the announcement world. And KD8IIB, Kevin, you have the floor.
All right, thank you, Cal. Upcoming Wednesday night NIPS, October 26th, next week, KB8YQS, Joss. November 2nd, NAUTI, Ed. November 9th, NA8L, Terry. As Cal mentioned, November 16th will be the in-person. November 23rd, W8WSE, Bill. And November 30th, KE8SVT, Brad. That's all I got for this evening. Back to net, KE8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin. And once again, this is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. Any additional stations with call KA8RLC.
KA8RLC, this is N8SGB, November 8th, Sierra Golf Bravo, David.
N8SGB, David, thank you for checking in this evening. Okay, I guess at this point I say, ask if we had any events this last week, and I think there was one that took place on Sunday that a few of us participated. So I will give my basic little recap first. I very much wish to thank each and every one of you that were out there for helping out. We had a successful event from our point of view. The email I got from the race director seemed to think that everything went good on their part. So we'll go from there. Anyone have any comments, suggestions, anything else I need to add for my after-action report? Please call KA8RLC.
Hi, IB.
KDAIIB, go ahead, Kevin.
Try to pause for a minute there, see if there are any suggestions. Didn't hear any, but I also would like to echo Cal's sentiments, everybody that helped out. And I was very happy to say, I'm very happy to say that I think this was the first year I've ever run net control for Marathon. I didn't have any stuck mics this year. So thanks to everybody. KDAIIB.
I just thought about that when you said that. That is true. We did not have any of those this year. Thank you for that, and I want to thank you and Denny for wonderful work at Net Control and for your hospitality of letting us run it from your kitchen there. Made things very comfortable and easy. I'll open it up. Anyone else have any comments or thoughts about the marathon this year? Please call KA8RLC.
K8OVP.
K8OVP, Frank, go ahead.
Around the university, we did have some weak spots in the 06. I had to go mobile rather than handy talking. I do have a good antenna, not a rubber dummy load. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, we can run into some problems. But, had no problem getting a hold of you or talking to you, so obviously you worked around the problem as we're supposed to. Okay, I will say once again, this is the Franklin County ARES control station, is KA8RLC, and right now I'm looking for any comments, thoughts, or anything else in relationship to this past weekend's Columbus Marathon. Please call. Okay, I'm taking this as everybody thought everything went wonderful and good, which from my point of view it did. I know I had one comment earlier during the, or after the net was over, from down at Waterstop 6, and he said that there were issues with the placement of the porta potty, so I've got that noted. And the UTI, yeah, do you hear still?
Yes, I am.
o'clock, the cutoff, come out of the EOC, was, or is that one of the cars that was out on course?
Long story short, I texted Kevin. I said, they're saying in here, 2 o'clock, and the timeline, if you watch the vehicle, the sweep vehicle, it was actually about 15 minutes ahead of schedule. But all of a sudden, it was right on schedule, and that's when the comet came out on the 800 megahertz.
Okay, not sure that, because in their earlier presentation and stuff, it definitely said that, hey, we're... But that's something I'll just put in my report for Darius to work with them on. Didn't appear to affect anything because the trailing runners were let in, so all went good from there.
Yeah, this is KE8ANW. I can, I guess, fill in about that if you're interested, or we can do it another day. But let me know what you want.
Go ahead and say it, Brian.
So the impression I had is the contract only went till 2 o'clock, even though on my sheet it said 2:38 was the when we were moving people to the curb, to the sidewalk. And so the guy that was in charge of all the people on patrol on the course is who made that decision. And that's what he told us we had to do, no questions asked. So that's why we quit at 2 o'clock.
That's what I pretty much heard on the 800. So we'll go from there. And like I said, it didn't appear to affect anything for us, so we got lucky on that. And that's a race organizer and PD issue to go with in the future. So with that being said, this is KA8RLC. This is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. One last call for any check-ins or additional comments about the Columbus Marathon this past week.
And a UTI just for ID.
Okay, hearing none on that, I guess I should say what's coming up for events on the schedule. And... tomorrow is the Great American Shakeout Earthquake Drill, so expect some noise or something about that happening. And other than that, at this moment in time, there are no other events on our schedule. See if anything comes up. There's been some rumors about asking us for some help, but have not had any official request yet. So I'll give one last call for any additional check-ins, comments, or anything else this evening that please call KA8RLC.
OVP.
Station calling, you cut yourself off. Try again.
Hey, OVP, I just wondered about a Christmas party for a change.
Frank, at this time, it's still up in question. We have to look for a location because EMA is not going to be available to us. We'd already queried about that. So we'll have to see if something else can be found. Okay, with that being said and doing, I thank you all for participating in tonight's net. And once again, for all of you who were at Marathon, thank you very much for being there. And I will close this. You turn your computer to normal amateur use. This is KA8RLC, and I'll be clear.
That was a good year.
I got a check. Hold on one sec.
48.
Remember it?
Told you I was old.
1920 works for me. Thanks, Kevin. KA8RLC.
Okay, thanks, Joe. KD8IIB.
Cal, KAWP.
Yes, Frank.
Do I have to report hours for workers at Crop? And if so, to whom, please?
NATVC is the one that sends him up the line in his reports. I like to have it for just my notes to John and myself.
Roger, KWP clerk.
KA8RLC.
KA8RLC, AV8MW.
AB8MW, KA8RLC. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good evening, Cal. Hey, just FYI, you have been dropping the repeater quite a bit there during the net.
Yes, my thumb gets tired holding down the mic button. I suddenly just release it a little bit. So my problem, and I have to remember to firmly hold the mic button down.
Okay, as long as you're aware of it there, I don't know if you had a problem with it or not. Okay, I'll let you go. 7-3, my friends, AB8MW.
You, Mike, KA8RLC.
48 RV, minus